the fields in the spring that turn from green to that harvest honey. Hold one up for the banker downtown that got him on his feet.
And Julie, I'm going to have to start this segment by correcting myself. I was looking for wheat on the wheel. And I glazed over the G for grains.
Oh, shame on you.
Which includes wheat, barley, and corn at $115 million.
Thank you.
Of the ag wheel for Arizona.
Yay.
And, Eric, you were mentioning that we don't lose a lot of crops. And it was really interesting because I had pulled this article from the Wall Street Journal talking about the record number of corn and soybeans that are getting planted in America this year. 2 million acres, up 8 million acres over last year, of corn and soybean are going in to meet demand. A big part of that demand is exporting it to China, who's trying to rebuild their hog herd that was decimated by the African swine flu in 2019.
Isn't that wild?
And this one farmer out of Ripley, Iowa, had $500,000, I can't even imagine that, $500,000 of damage from, and I've never even heard this, where, you know, haboob has suddenly appeared from monsoons out of here, but over there they've got Draco. From Illinois.
It's a phenomenon that happens, and it had a big impact this year, particularly in Iowa. It did hit a wider area, but Iowa was majorly impacted, and it changed our supply on a national level last year.
What is Draco?
It's a fast-moving summer wind capable of hurricane-strength winds.
Kind of like a monsoon without the rain, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. So,
and just to that one farmer in Ripley, a $500,000 damage.
And to Eric, to your point, you just said on the break that our wheat farmers are probably losing less than 1% of their wheat crop to possibly insects or something, or what?
Abandonment. And it could be abandonment for, I'm just going to use it for any reason. It might be they lost an irrigation well. Electricity wasn't available. It could be insects or pests. We have very few of those. That's another value of why our durum is so good. We have very, very few pressures from the environment. When I talked about other ways that we would lose a crop, again, it might be early frost or late frost, whereas in other production areas, they have had losses of 20% and 30%, whether that's a drought and they can't turn irrigation on, they don't have it. It might be a derecho I don't quite know how to pronounce that word, but I've heard it derecho, so that's what I'll say.
And that was the first time I ever read it, so don't worry. I'm sure I'm not saying it right.
All those things, infestation of grasshoppers and different things like that, hailstorms, those just aren't really present in our crops
in Arizona,
the same way.
Like you said, we're kind of in a greenhouse here in the state. So I absolutely, even more so than ever before, Eric, believe that we're sustainable farmers here in Arizona. Other fun things, speaking to that point, even with the weather, desert durum typically enters the market up to 3 months ahead of the spring durum crops harvested in other North American durum producing areas. And again, desert durum can only be identified in California and Arizona. We've literally patented that. And desert durum is delivered identity preserved to the U.S. domestic and export markets, a system that allows buyers to purchase grain of varieties having intrinsic quality parameters specific to their needs. I thought, that's quite interesting. And then, of course, we have annual production requirements. They can be contracted ahead. And no wonder you moved to Arizona.
It's fascinating.
I mean, with what we can do on our farms. The other thing that I thought was fascinating, I wrote down, is desert durum averages an annual export rate of 50%, especially exported to Italy to make pasta. So let's talk about that, the whole export. We celebrate local markets, fill your plate. Arizona Farm Bureau's fillyourplate.org celebrates the local market, our farmers markets, farms you can visit. But why is it so important for us to have this kind of a robust export market, especially with our desert durum?
Well, again, we find the best value for desert durum in a person who's looking to protect the highest quality brands. If a company is trying to produce pasta that is trying to be the lowest cost producer on the shelf, okay, desert durum fits some years, but some years it doesn't. The export market to Italy, where there are very high quality brands, the value of that brand is the quality. And so they historically have put a higher value on Desert Durum. I think you always have to have a mix. You don't want to be relying on just, you know, just one market. So there's always been a development of a wide range of markets. So really, I think having a diverse market is always good economically.
Awesome.
It's the Farm Fresh Hour here at Rosie on the House with Julie Murphy, spokeswoman for Arizona Farm Bureau, and Eric
Wilkie.
It's the ArizonaGrain.com. Am I on the right website here?
ArizonaGrain.com. Mm-hmm.